Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're doing a rapid analysis of the Integrated Urban Development Framework, the IUDF.
That's right. It's the South African government's big policy position on, well, guiding the future growth of cities and towns. They even call it a New Deal.
A New Deal for urban areas.
Mm-hmm.
And our mission here is really to give you the essential summary of this, frankly, quite massive document.
And it's crucial stuff. I mean,
yeah.
The context here is stark. South Africa is already, you know, very urbanized. We're talking over 60% of people in urban areas now.
Over 60%. Wow.
Yeah. And the projections are, well, pretty staggering. They expect it to hit 71.3% by 2030.
So soon.
And nearly 80% by 2050. So this IUDF, it's the government's main response, shaped by the bigger national development plan, to try and manage all that change.
Okay, so that sets the scene. Rapid growth is coming or already here. But what's the core problem the IUDF is trying to fix? What's the foundational challenge?
It really comes down to history, doesn't it? It's that spatial legacy of racial segregation, apartheid planning.
Right. The fragmented cities.
Exactly. It created these deeply inefficient urban forms.
Yeah.
You got sprawl, fragmented housing, people living miles from jobs.
Leading to those incredibly long and expensive commutes we see everywhere.
Precisely. Draining time, draining money. So the IUDF is essentially trying to kind of retrofit our cities to undo decades of these, let's say, suboptimal spatial choices.
Okay, so it's about fixing the physical layout. The document talks about an overall outcome spatial transformation. That sounds quite academic, though. What does it actually mean on the ground?
Yeah, good question. Basically, it's about building cities and towns where your opportunities aren't dictated just by your postcode. The aim is to shift towards a sustainable model. They use three key words: compact, connected, and coordinated.
Compact, connected, coordinated. Let's unpack that a bit. Compact means
denser living, less sprawl, using land more efficiently. Connected means, well, good transport, making it easier to get around.
Mobility.
Right. And coordinated means everyone pulling in the same direction: government departments, private sector, communities, all aligned.
Okay, that makes sense. So how does the framework propose we actually get there? It lays out four strategic goals.
Mm-hmm. There's spatial integration, that's about creating those new spatial forms we talked about. Then inclusion and access.
Ensuring people can actually get to services and opportunities.
Exactly. Third is growth, harnessing that urban energy for, you know, inclusive economic development. And finally, governance.
Governance, strengthening the ability of the state and citizens to actually work together. If you had to pick one, which goal sort of underpins all the others?
Oh, probably governance. I mean, you can have great plans for integration, inclusion, and growth.
Yeah.
But if you can't actually coordinate the actions needed,
it falls apart.
Right. Getting different government spheres, businesses, communities all aligned, that's the massive challenge, isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially across hundreds of municipalities.
That complexity really comes through when you look at the delivery mechanism they outline. The nine policy levers. It looks like a long list.
It does, but there's a logic to it. Maybe we can group them.
Yeah, let's try that. It seems like there's a foundational phase first.
I think so. You start with integrated urban planning. That's lever one. That has to be the base. And right alongside it, lever five, efficient land governance and management.
Because land is fundamental, changing those locked-in patterns.
Exactly. That's probably the toughest piece. So planning and land, that's your foundation.
Okay, phase one. Then once you have that base, you move to the sort of physical infrastructure and systems.
Makes sense. So that would bring in lever two, integrated transport and mobility, and lever three, integrated sustainable human settlements, building the places and connecting them.
And underpinning both of those is level four, integrated urban infrastructure, the pipes, the wires, the roads.
Right. The essential services. So that's phase two.
Mm-hmm.
Planning, land, then settlements, transport, infrastructure.
And then if all that works, you get the desired outcomes and the supporting structures. Phase three.
That seems to be the idea. Lever six is inclusive economic development, the jobs and opportunities. Lever seven is empowered active communities, getting people involved.
And finally, the two that hold it all together. Lever eight, effective governance, which we already highlighted.
And lever nine, sustainable finances. Because none of this happens without the money properly managed.
So it's quite a sequence. Plan, manage land, build settlements and transport on good infrastructure, which then hopefully triggers economic activity and community engagement, all supported by good governance and finance.
That's the theory, yeah. A holistic system.
So boiling it all down, the real focus here seems to be about aligning investments public, private to reshape the actual physical form of our cities and towns.
Absolutely. The idea is that a better urban form unlocks economic potential and social opportunities for everyone.
But there's always a but.
Well, yes, and the document itself points this out quite clearly. It says spatial transformation has no quick fixes.
Right. This isn't happening overnight.
Not at all. It demands really careful, sustained effort and, crucially, collaboration. Which leaves us with a big question, really. How do you actually get all these different players, government departments across national, provincial, local levels, plus the private sector, plus civil society, to genuinely coordinate these huge long-term investments?
Especially when political cycles are much shorter than the time needed for these changes.
Exactly. It requires immense patience, consistent focus, and genuine alignment across the board. That coordination piece, yep. That's the real challenge to think about.